This is an audio summary for your AIL 80101 course. The reading is The Future of AI, Chapter 9 of Artificial Intelligence Basics by Tom Tolley, published in 2019. This is the book's closing chapter, surveying where AI is headed across self-driving cars, autonomous weapons, labor markets, and the nature of intelligence itself. Because it was written in 2019, this summary flags which of Tolley's predictions have aged well and which have been overtaken by events, particularly the generative AI and large language model wave that followed. Here is the summary. Tolley opens by inviting us to sit with a genuine tension. At a 2017 tech conference, Stephen Hawking said AI could be the best or the worst thing to happen to our civilization, possibly both. Elon Musk and Bill Gates echoed the alarm. On the other side, SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son was practically giddy, forecasting flying cars and dramatically extended lifespans within 30 years. Tolley's honest response, nobody knows. He offers a hall of fame of terrible predictions, including Thomas Edison dismissing alternating current, Bill Gates writing an entire book about the future in 1995 without once mentioning the internet, and Blade Runner, a 1982 film set in 2019 that predicted video phone booths, but missed on androids indistinguishable from humans. Predicting technology is a humbling exercise. With that framing in place, Tolley works through six areas where AI is most likely to matter. The first and longest section covers autonomous vehicles. Tolley traces the history further back than most people expect. Stanford CART in the early 1960s was originally conceived for moon missions. German engineer Ernst Dieckmans converted a Mercedes van into a self-driving vehicle in the mid-1980s, and by 1994, it had covered more than 600 miles on a Paris highway. The real commercial catalyst was the 2004 DARPA Grand Challenge, a Mojave Desert race with a $1 million prize. Nobody finished that first year. Five cars crossed the line the following year. Tolley breaks down the five levels of autonomy, from level 0, full human control, up to level 5, complete autonomy with no human needed. The real barriers, he argues, are not purely technical. Existing infrastructure is built for human drivers, regulation moves slowly, sensors remain expensive, and surveys in 2019 showed roughly 71% of Americans were afraid to ride in a self-driving vehicle. From a 2026 vantage, this section holds up in structure, but not in timeline. The forecasted $556 billion market for 2026 did not materialize. Waymo and a handful of others operate in tightly geofenced areas. Full autonomy remains commercially limited, and the regulatory and infrastructure friction Tolley flagged proved even stickier than anticipated. Second, Tolley addresses the US-China AI competition. China had committed $150 billion to AI through 2030, and its structural advantages are real. A population of over 1.3 billion generating data at scale, a government comfortable with aggressive data collection, and an ambitious infrastructure build-out, including fifth-generation wireless networks. He references Kai-Fu Lee's book on the subject, and points out that China was already poised to outrank the United States in most cited AI research papers. On the US side, the Trump administration's American AI initiative was, by Tolley's diplomatic assessment, vague. From 2026, this geopolitical framing has only intensified, with semiconductor export controls, the CHIPS Act, and genuine supply chain decoupling reshaping the competition in ways Tolley could only gesture at. Third is technological unemployment, and here Tolley is genuinely unsure whether AI will be different from previous waves of automation. His examples span the wage spectrum. A strawberry-picking robot expected to replace 30 farm workers, legal startups automating document review and contract analysis, and IBM's own acknowledgement that automation had already cut its HR headcount by 30%. He takes the inequality risk seriously, noting flat real wage growth over four decades, and an estimate that the top 0.1% of the U.S. population controls nearly 20% of its wealth. The proposed responses, government retraining programs, basic income, and an AI tax on the companies that capture the gains are all on the table, and he is skeptical all three would pass. From 2026, This section reads as prescient. The generative AI wave, which Tolly had no way to anticipate, has extended automation pressure squarely into knowledge work in a way that was theoretical in 2019 and is now live. Fourth, Tolly covers the weaponization of AI. His central example is the U.S. Air Force's Skyborg program, an AI wingman for fighter jets designed to identify targets and take control if the pilot is incapacitated. The core ethical question is whether removing humans from lethal battlefield decisions is acceptable. More than 2,400 AI researchers had already signed a pledge against autonomous weapons by 2019. A RAND Corporation paper he cites suggests that AI could raise the risk of nuclear conflict by making missile and submarine targeting easier, potentially before 2040. In the near term, Tolly argues the more immediate threat is information warfare, AI-enhanced disinformation, a risk he illustrates with the Russian social media operations in the 2016 US election. From 2026, this warning reads as understated. Fifth, Tolly takes up drug discovery. He profiles Insitro, a 2019 startup with a $100 million Series A and a partnership with Gilead Sciences worth up to $1 billion for liver disease research. The premise is that deep learning can identify molecular patterns that human researchers would miss. But he is careful about the limits. Deep learning is a black box, which creates problems for regulatory bodies like the FDA that require causal explanations. He also notes that IBM's Watson, despite billions invested, had just been quietly withdrawn from the drug discovery market. Genuine promise, genuine humility. Sixth, on regulation and privacy, Tolly walks through the growing concerns visible by 2019. Amazon employees listening to Alexa recordings, facial recognition tools misidentifying members of Congress as criminals, and COMPAS, a sentencing risk algorithm whose use in courts raised serious due process questions. Legislative responses were emerging at the federal, state, and city level, and some companies were getting proactive with ethics boards. Microsoft's Ethe board, for instance, had already refused to allow its facial recognition system to be used for traffic stops. Tolly closes this section by suggesting the Supreme Court will eventually have to make new law in this space. It has not yet, but the prediction still looks directionally correct. The final section addresses artificial general intelligence, or AGI, the idea of a machine that rivals human intelligence broadly rather than in one narrow domain. Tolly cites Ray Kurzweil's belief that the Turing test will be cracked around 2029 and that a technological singularity, a world of human-machine hybrids, could follow by 2045. He treats Kurzweil seriously without endorsing him. Getting to AGI will require breakthroughs in unsupervised learning, transfer learning, common sense reasoning, and hardware, including chips and energy systems, according to Yann LeCun, then the chief AI scientist at Facebook. Tolly also flags a diversity problem. 80% male AI research faculties and similarly skewed industry teams are not just a fairness issue, but a quality issue, since less diverse teams are more susceptible to systematic blind spots. From 2026, the AGI debate has accelerated sharply, with leading labs disagreeing on definitions and timelines. Tolly's framing of AGI, as likely decades away, still represents the median expert position, but the confidence interval has narrowed fast. The chapter closes on social good, with examples drawn from a McKinsey study. AI tracking disease outbreaks via social media, detecting illegal logging in the Amazon with TensorFlow, monitoring for poachers in Africa with drone-mounted thermal cameras, and predicting lead poisoning risk across tens of thousands of parcels in Flint, Michigan. Tolly's closing note is deliberately optimistic. For all the risks, there are people working to ensure this technology improves the world. What holds up from this chapter is the structural tension Tolly establishes throughout: genuine transformative potential, genuine distributional and ethical risk, and a regulatory apparatus always running behind the technology. What is dated is the timeline on autonomous vehicles and the complete absence of anything resembling generative AI or large language models. In 2019, those were not on the near-term radar. Read this chapter as a serious, informed snapshot of AI concern from just before the 2022 inflection point, and the framing stays useful even where the specifics have moved. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 7.